Father?
He is so beautiful.
He is a gift from the gods to an old man.
He's a gift to all of us, Father.
If only your dear mother could have been here to see her grandson. Look, 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 look. He's smiling at me.
He's got wind. Oh.
Such a gift, such a gift, such a gift, such a wonderful gift, my darling. Heaven, I am the most fortunate of men.
Father. Father.
Hush now. You've lost a lot of blood. You are weak. You must rest.
Where am I? What happened? Oh, God. My father. My baby, where is my...
Please, don't shout. It upsets the other patients. This is a place of healing and quiet.
Where is my baby?
Your baby is well. Have no fear.
My baby. I want to see my baby. Where is he? I don't even know.
You must be calm.
Where is my baby?
Your baby is well and being looked after by a good family. A holy family.
What? No. Where's my baby? My baby, no.
When you are better, you will understand.
Where is my baby?
Nurse, come. Hold her down. Hold her. Hold her.
No.
Breathe this. Breathe this. Take this in. Breathe, breathe. Breathe this.
Relax. Breathe this.
Morning. Sometimes the fact that there is another morning following the night is an insult to everything we hold dear in life. Or so I'm told.
You, girl.
Yes?
I'm waiting to be served.
The tea? And
that would be a start.
One thing is for sure. We've all had to eat a bellyful of insult in this city over the last year. And yet things still go on.
That will be 5, Effendi.
5? Are you crazy?
Tea is hard to get nowadays. It's expensive. Ask anyone.
Look what you've done, clumsy fool.
I'm sorry, Effendi, but it was not my fault.
Clean it up before I get soaked, fool.
And as for the rebels, nothing stops them, because they still have hope.
Are you still with us?
What?
Are you loyal?
Yes, of course I am.
And yet you failed.
I didn't have a proper chance. There wasn't a...
You failed.
I was never alone with her. And then there was... Why did you want her killed? What did she do?
It's not your place to ask questions. It's your place to do as you are ordered.
What happened, Effendi?
Your stupid girl spilled tea all over me.
Ah! Clean it up, Manel. There are customers to serve. I'm sorry, Effendi.
There. It's done.
You failed us. It's a problem. For us, for you. But you're lucky. Abu Jan has decided to give you one more chance to prove yourself. Go to the olive cellar at the corner of the Street of Flowers at dusk.
What?
You heard. He will be closing his stall.
What do I do? What do I say?
Forget the tea. Ask for the small green olives from Smyrna.
Tumen Bay, Series 2, Episode 5. Kiss My Fingers by Mike Walker.
General, you are free to go.
Do I look like a bloody general in these rags?
To some of us, sir, you do.
Old soldier.
Old soldier.
You work for them.
Got to earn a living, sir. Got a family. They've got to eat. There's a lot of us doing that. They're holding the bathhouse for you.
Lead on.
A change of heart for Kulan, who walks to his freedom. Freedom of a kind, that is.
General.
We talked, you see. My brother and I. Well, truth to tell, I'd done most of the talking. He sat there like a stone, but...
Good to see you free at last.
In the end, we talked duty. And I finally got through. As long as it was never about him, just about his damn duty.
Can I help you with your... Do you have the soap? Well, really, it's a surprise. Yes, here you are.
Kadali flutters like a nervous moth.
How did you do it? All that time in that cell, never knowing, never being sure that you'd see another morning. With the filth and the rats. The rats, I mean, I hate rats. I admire you. Yes, I do, I do. All that time and you wouldn't bend. Your friends, your family, no. You wouldn't give in. Unlike those who were weaker than you. The worms who tried to get by to save their families, keep their children. Not General Kulan. You wouldn't give so much as the edge of the finest sword in Tumen Bay.
Some more warm water, General.
I may be a worm, but at least I'm a human worm. I fear, I hope. I cry and beg like any other man to stay alive, too. How could you let your family suffer? No, it doesn't matter. It's not really, it's... I really thought I would behave better when it came to it. I did, I really did. And I didn't. None of us did, not really.
Kodali.
Yes? Yes.
Hand me the towel, will you?
Yes, of course.
General Kulan, welcome back. We missed you.
I have been here all the time, Regent.
Of course. Now there are some formalities which must be gone through.
The swearing of the oath of loyalty to our Mistress Maya.
And you are?
We have met before, Kulan, many times in your cell, as you well remember.
It was dark, and there were a great many vermin. It's hard to be sure.
I'm certain the General means no, not any disrespect to the Inquisitor, too.
Shall we proceed to the oath?
I serve the Sultan of Tumen Bay. Not that I see him today. I will swear no other oath.
It is necessary. You must see that.
We are all men and all equal before God, General. We give as we hope to receive, but in the end, we are as leaves in the wind. Perhaps you will reconsider, for the sake of your wife.
My wife.
Bring her in.
Husband!
Oh. Hoda. My dear. Are you all right?
I will be strong for you, my husband.
How did they find you?
Barakat found them. How, we'll never know.
Our daughter.
Ah, Manel, yes. We have been looking for her with some urgency. We suspect that she's involved with a criminal gang.
Husband, I fear we lost Manel the day the soldiers came and murdered her brother.
We must endure, Hoda. I regret only that I was unable to bury our son as I should have. I failed in my duty to my family, but that will be paid for in full.
Take her away. Perhaps now you will reconsider.
If you want my help, then you use me as I am, or put me back where I was. Frankly, the company down there is better.
And you will not swear? then I cannot help you. Excuse me. I have other matters to attend. Kadali, with me, please.
What will not bend will oft-times break, General Kulan.
You may as well take me back to my cell.
Oh, I think you have misunderstood the situation. You are not going to the swamps as a general, but as a slave in chains to work with the rest under the whip and the sun. How long you will live out there, I can't say. And to be honest, I don't care. It will be a small group, 500 men, no more, well guarded. And you will work and know that your efforts will save our city. Nothing to say?
I am a man, like any other. And I dare say, I can die like any other. But if I do not, then one day, there will be a reckoning between us, Barakat.
Oof. You see, you knew my name all along. Your strength comes from looking ahead. But you have always been blind to what is around you and behind you. Take him away.
Yes, sir. Come.
Gregor.
Brother.
Find Manel. Save her. Do you hear?
Gregor, a word, please.
General.
Blind to what's around you? Blind to what's behind?
Gregor.
Barakat enjoys playing with us and he knows something. He's picking away at it.
Inquisitor.
It's in his eyes again. That speck of doubt.
Hey, you. Naughty lot, huh? Can you pay your way? There's rules in here too, and new slaves has to pay. What do you do that for?
Don't you know who you're talking to? Stupid.
What?
Here. Let me help you out.
That's General Kulan, ass brain. Have some respect.
We are all slaves here, my friend.
Ready to march? All this luck go. The rest stay. Count them through. 500, that can work. Move it! Move it!
Do I know you?
We fought together at the fort of Paran. Stopped half an army that day.
I think there were a few others along. Is that where you lost your arm?
And where you promoted me to sergeant.
And who's the big man?
My name is Akiba.
How did you get here?
Went out to buy bread. I was rounded up by a patrol. They sent me here to the slave pens. I suppose they needed slaves that day.
Handy with your fists.
I know how to fight if I have to.
Do you know how to die?
What do you mean?
They're sending us to the marshes.
Why?
There's plague there. We're going to repair the dam and the sluices. They think it'll stop disease getting into the city. The city's worth saving. Maybe we should let them all die.
No. I have a wife and perhaps even a child here by now. I must find them.
I hope you do, friend.
We've been in worse positions, General, and fought our way out of them.
Sergeant, you can't even see the plague. And as for my leadership, where are we exactly? In Maya's slave pens.
Well then, things can only get better.
Once I was a king. Now I'm a slave like you. I will be a king again. And you will be a general.
All right. Move. 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 Come on. Come on,
you lazy bastards. Move your asses. Let's work to do. Move it.
I'm busy. Go away.
I've come to see how the great work goes, Doctor.
Inquisitor, I didn't mean to...
Oh, no, no. Please don't apologize. I understand. You are doing important work.
Yes.
Observe this, if you will.
It looks like a spirit of the desert.
You're not far wrong, Inquisitor. You are seeing the fiery essence of the salamander as it manifests in this world.
And what have I to do with lizards?
No, you must have patience. The great work is not accomplished in moments. Wise men have studied for centuries, and it is their knowledge I am drawing on. We are closer than we've ever been. I need to carry out more research. And...
Doctor, I've told you I will do all that I can for you. Whatever you need, you must tell me.
Well, this traveler woman, Elkin.
Go on.
She's curious, like many women.
I know. Unfortunately, Effendi Red holds her in high esteem.
She's asking too many questions.
Questions?
About the work. She is inquisitive.
She is a doctor.
Who knows what she is, apart from a nuisance? And she talks. Perhaps she will talk to Effendi Red about what she sees here. It may hinder the great work, our work.
In here, please. Please, sit. You are an honored guest in Tuman Bay.
Yes, that's true.
And you know a lot. You have studied in many lands.
Also true.
And have knowledge of how things work. I have often heard you discussing such matters with Effendi Red.
Yes, he too is interested in how things work.
Good. Then we need your help with this project on the marshes. Gates and sluices, I am told. Locks and canals and the movement of water.
Hydraulics, it is called, Inquisitor.
Exactly. You will accompany the slaves, if you would be so kind.
But there is plague.
I know that.
This is not an invitation, is it?
Surely you would wish to repay the kindness you have received from Maya.
Yes, of course. But I'd also rather not take the chance of dying of the plague.
That would be in God's hands, and God is merciful. If you stay here, Elkin, matters would rest in my hands, and I... Well...
Jar! Ring!
What do you want? Are you buying? Too late. I'm closing.
Do you have any of the small green olives from Semilla?
All right. Take this box. Come.
What are we doing?
We are not answering questions. Here. Note it well. Next time you enter, you will be alone. The wall is easy to climb. There's only one watchman and he's lazy. Only walks the route once or twice a night.
What do you want?
Supplies for the kitchen. Olives and spices, just like every week, huh?
Come on, then.
Peace and blessings on you too, friend. Come on, girl.
There, in the shadows. That door? The bolt is loose. One good push, it will come off. You go in that way through the scullery. Kitchen's over there.
And what are we doing?
Delivering olives!
Blessings on you,
Blessings
brother.
Blessings on you!
Hey,
Everything has to be signed for. While I get that done, you make yourself familiar with the kitchen in case you have to explain yourself. You are a new helper.
All right.
I've got all the documents here, my friend. Don't worry.
Here you go.
And,
and it is said whoever loves their mother more than me loves not me.
And it is said whoever loves their mother more than me loves not me.
And it is said whoever loves their children more than me loves not me.
And it is said whoever loves their children more than me loves not me.
Concentrate! Are you not listening, child? Again!
Blessings be upon you.
And you.
Sour-faced bastards, the lot of them.
What was that place?
Orphanage. Children of heretics go there to get re-educated. And once you let yourself in, go up to the second floor. It'll be empty and quiet by then, and it's the door with carvings of hanging grapes on it.
What is?
The second floor is where the director sleeps, behind the door of the grapes.
And then, what am I supposed to do?
You are to lay this nice and gently on the pillow beside his head.
And then?
And then? Leave. The rest is not your business.
Not like you, Kadali, to be taking the air.
This wind, it comes off the desert. When I was a child, they used to say a wind like that would carry sand demons into the city. Well, they'd be fools to come here now.
It's still the city.
No. It's two cities, one imposed upon the other. Only one is fading now into memory.
Memory, Kadali? Of what? Better times?
Look at them. Do you remember the times your brother led out armies? How splendid they were in the sun, their banners flying, the sound of drums and trumpets.
And now a raggedy army of slaves. Well.
And yet I almost envy them.
Why didn't you ask to go then? I'm sure Barakat would give his blessing.
Because they're all going to die. Do you ever feel fear, Gregor? Mind freezing, bowel loosening, utterly unmanning fear. Well, I am a master of fear, always have been. I used to think it kept me sharp. Now that edge is cutting my throat. I have to go. Get out of here. You should come with me.
Another trap. To catch me out?
No, I swear.
You make a poor spy, my friend. Did Barakat put you up to this?
I have a man who will get me through the gates. It would be safer if you were with me, that's all. I'm no fighter, no killer.
And I am.
You know what you are. Will you come? Now? Tonight?
No.
Will you betray me?
I should do, but... No.
If the positions were reversed, I would probably betray you. Does that make you a better man, Gregor?
I think it does.
No.
You want some advice?
If you are going to go, go now. Hurry. Don't pack. Don't wait. Just go.
Yes.
There is a sword, and it's beside each one of us. A simple choice. You walk away, or pick it up. Once you've picked it up, though, you'd better use it.
There's a few of the lads here, sir.
tall fella, he was a pikeman. The one back there used to be a drummer. He was a mean fighter too when it came to it.
Well, at least they've got a purpose now.
What? Saving Maya and her scum.
It's a job. It's what we do.
Me? I was about ready for the midden before I got picked up as cheap labour. But now I'm angry. I think a lot of them are angry.
And surrounded by guards.
You think some of the guards don't know you and respect you still? I know the plague will kill them as soon as us. Oh, you! Scarface!
Back in line! Back in line!
You were in the 3rd Regiment, right? When we took Altamira.
Aye, right enough.
So why are you working for these bastards?
So why are you walking in chains?
So why's the general walking in chains?
It's not my doing. Nor my liking either.
General Coolan! A word!
Can't approach the prisoners, lady.
What is it? Don't worry, soldier. I'm not going to make a run for it.
All right, sir. Just don't make it obvious.
You'd be the traveler I heard about.
You heard things? Even in prison?
Even in prison.
I read about you before I came to Tumambe. In Cathay. The siege of Altamira, a great victory.
And here I am. A slave. A great lesson, it would seem.
You came to the city as a slave. Is that right?
Everybody did in those times. Less so now. My brothers and I, we crossed the mountains and sea, hoping for something better.
Slavery.
Better than dying of starvation. 3 boys in search of... well, they didn't know what. But we got here, and Gregor and I made something of ourselves.
The other boy?
Not everyone made it. It's God's will.
Is it, General?
With a leavening of man's ambition, yeast in the bread, madam. What are you doing here?
What I am told.
You don't look like a woman who does what she's told.
Well, perhaps. We'll see about that.
Back in line, General. If you don't mind.
Nighttime. And she's back. Empty streets. A time only for the criminal. And the desperate.
Baby, please. I want my baby.
Be quiet.
You've been bleeding.
I was in the hospital. I ran away. I want my...
Why are you here?
They killed my father. They took my baby. Where they take lost children.
What's her name?
Heaven. My name is Heaven.
How did you get here, Heaven?
I don't know. I just walked and walked and got here somehow. I think maybe my father helped me.
You said your father is dead.
Yes.
And how can he help you?
I heard his voice. He told me where to go, when to hide.
What will I do with you?
Help me find my baby.
Shh. If I do, will you be quiet and do what I tell you?
Yes.
All right. Follow me. Say nothing. Do only what I tell you. Do you understand? Come.
sinful body. Your tears have barely begun to flow, boy. You are a heretic, child of heretics. They have paid for their sins. You may yet be saved by the word of God written in blood on the flesh of...
Hide, quick.
Now go. Reflect on your sins.
Now we wait.
What for?
Until he's asleep. Then I have to lay a dagger on his pillow.
Why?
I don't know. A threat of some kind. From the rebels. Now will you stop talking, please? We just have to...
Shh. It's a child. Are you a ghost? Have you come for me?
No, it's all right. Go back to bed.
Come in the night. The ones with the knives. They take us away and we never come back.
There's something bad here. It's all right, sweetheart. Just go back to bed. Close your eyes. Count to seven, and you'll be in heaven.
The ones with the knife. They take us away and we never come back. And we never come back.
Wait here. I'll be back in a moment. All right?
All right.
Where is my baby?
I told you to wait. Don't move. I'll cut your throat. I'll kill you.
What?
Do you know what this is?
What do you want?
Where is my baby? Tell me where my baby is. Where's my baby? They took my baby. I'll kill you. I don't care. Where is my baby?
Is she mad?
Just tell her where her baby is.
How should I know where the bitch's baby is? Do I look like a nurse?
You look like a man who is very close to death. If I were you, I would think carefully about what you say next. She's crazy. She will kill you.
Very well. You want your child.
They took my baby.
Who took your baby?
I don't know. They took my baby. At the execution.
When was this?
Yesterday. The day before. It was... I don't know.
2 or 3 days, probably.
Boy or a girl?
I don't know. I don't know.
Babies don't come here. We educate children, help them return to the true faith.
Yes, we've seen some of that. But where do babies go?
To families. Nursing mothers.
Where? Who? I want my baby.
Look, there may be a chance. If I tell you, you'll let me go.
I promise.
Everything is recorded now. Written down. Every citizen, every servant and slave, everything. There's a record. Every child, every orphan, every baby. Yes?
Where? Where? Is it here?
I'll show you. Let me up, and I'll show you.
Help me. Put these on. You look like a ghost in that. We'll never get away. Now let's go. Stay close and be quiet. Yes?
Enter.
Peace be with you.
The one thing Barakat never brings to anyone.
More documents to read.
And the regent is weaker still.
I came to inquire after your health.
My health is no better.
The doctors?
Can find nothing.
They are wise, but even their knowledge has its boundaries.
So it would seem. I shall just have to get by, I suppose. And the plague is no respecter of walls and gates. Like the desert wind, it goes where it will.
It goes where God wills it, to seek out heresy and evil.
Good men die too.
They die justified, Effendi. That is the difference. You put your faith in clearing the marshes. I put my faith in God eternal. I wonder which of us is right.
Do you? Ever wonder about anything? Are there any questions left for you? Or is everything so certain?
Shall we pray for his mercy?
Why not? Yes. As you see, Barakat, I too like certainty. I do what I always do. A routine. I ring the bell of the icon.
Prayer will help.
And then I kiss my fingers. Perhaps tonight we will change the routine. And you will kiss my fingers, Barakat.
Why would I kiss your fingers, Effendi?
Kiss my fingers? Your regent commands it.
No.
How long has it been?
Effendi Red, what are you saying?
A slow and subtle poison, but nonetheless effective. As long as the routine is observed. My routine.
Effendi Red, I know nothing of these things.
The problem is, Barakat, that I know enough. Who else has entry to any and every room in Tuman Bay? What did you use? Will it be quick? Once I shove my fingers down your throat, will it be certain?
I am merely the instrument of God. I do as he bids me. And you, Effendi Red, all your knowledge will gain you nothing. You are still weak, and I have the strength of angels. I'm sorry. I would not have it so, but it must be. Creator of all things, receive this soul of thy servant Red and shower upon him your mercy. For he did your work as well as he was able. Be still. Shh. Be still. It will not take long. And soon you will be in paradise with your master.
Quick, here. can breathe. It's the night guard.
I'm sorry.
What do you mean?
About back there. About that man.
He deserved to die.
But you weren't supposed to kill him, were you?
It's clear now. We can go.
Where are we going?
Somewhere you'll be safe.
Oh! I'm sorry, I gave you a shock. How thoughtless of me.
No, not at all. I was just,
Busy? About God's work?
Yes. Of course, yes. There is so much to do.
Packing?
No. I have too many possessions. They weigh me down. Who travels lightest? I mean in life. It's the spiritual things.
You seem nervous, my friend.
No, just a little out of breath.
Good. Because I want you to know that you are my most trusted ally in the palace. This work that we do here, we could not do it without your knowledge, your skill. Your devotion will be rewarded.
Ah, yeah. Thank you. I only try to do my job as...
As you do. As you do. And there is something you can do for me this very night, Kadali. Something most important. And afterwards, your future will be assured.
Season 2, Episode 5 of Tumenbe, Kiss My Fingers, featuring Rufus Wright, Aisha Hart, and Hiran Abisekera, was written by Mike Walker, with music by Sasha Putnam and editing and sound design by Steve Bond. Tumenbe is directed by me, John Scott Dryden, and created by me and Mike Walker, and produced by Emma Hearn and Nadia Khan. For more details, including a cast list, visit tumenbe.com.